This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi today on this Memorial Day weekend. All of our guests paying tribute to the military. And my first guest is author and veteran and the creator of the movie on Netflix, taken from his book, Medal of Honor. Clint Romisha will be joining us, talking about many of the war stories that he has been involved in. The retired major with the U.S. Air Force, Vice President of Military Advocacy for the USAA, Mike Kelly, will be joining us. Author of the book, Viper Pilot, he was a F-16 jet fighter pilot in many wars over the past 10 years, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Hampton. And then we're going to lighten things up as far as military is concerned and talk about Memorial Day cookouts with Chef Julie Hartigan. And that's all coming up the second hour of Ron Segi today on this very special military weekend that we have dedicated to the veterans on Memorial Day.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
In the event you just tuned in, it's Ron Segi today all across the USA and around the world. I was just chatting with our guest before we went on the air with him, and I told him that we had him on the air, I don't know, about a year or two ago with his book called Red Platoon, and he's part of a fantastic series that's going to be on Netflix. It launches globally. Actually, it did a couple of weeks ago, and it's called Medal of Honor. Joining us right now is Clint Romisha. Hey, Clint, how are you? Welcome back.
Doing good, Ron. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing terrific. Boy, I tell you, this is a very compelling story. Now, I'm just going to open the door a little bit to set the stage for our listeners, but you celebrate 8 recipients of the military's highest award for valor, a Netflix original series documentary, Medal of Honor. Now, this Medal of Honor has been bestowed upon fewer than 3,600 Americans since President Abraham Lincoln signed it into law in 1861. Tell us about it, and then we'll chat about how it applies to your experiences in Afghanistan, okay?
You know, if you look at the history of the Medal of Honor, I mean, it is such a... I mean, coming up in the military, I never in a million years would think I'd even meet a recipient of the Medal of Honor, let alone be one. And now here I am today as one. And I think that really the thing Netflix and that documentary series Medal of Honor really hit on the head and really hit a home run with is their perspective of they're sharing 8 different stories, from recipients from World War II all the way up to, Afghanistan, different backgrounds, different growing up life experiences. I mean, just the whole demographic of what makes this country so great is You have people that grow up in rural communities, inner cities, you know, but the message is always the same in each episode. It's that love for your brothers and sisters in arms that gets you motivated to go above and beyond what you normally would think a human would do. And they convey that so well in each one of those stories.
How many stories are there?
There's a total of eight episodes. And the documentary series.
Okay, now here's the thing I'm glad you mentioned. It does really address what it was like in World War II, along the 38th parallel in the Korean War, Laos, and also during the deadliest year of the Vietnam War. And then it moves into the very difficult terrain of Afghanistan. Now, I remember in your book how you explained that. But actually, this deals, in your particular case, Clint, with the deployment of the combat outpost Keating, where you really were surrounded by the Taliban, and actually you and 50 other soldiers were doomed. Tell us about that experience a little bit, and then how it got to be this honor of the eight veterans that actually died, in addition to the other 42 that were involved.
You know, it started off at, you know, we were up at combat outpost Keating for about 3 months prior to the attack, and it was one of these situations where, you know, the military kind of had a choice going forward in Afghanistan on how they were going to kind of tackle on that conflict. And the idea with these outposts kind of helping secure key locations. And unfortunately, with the extreme terrain there, I mean, it's kind of like picking between, you know, two bad choices. And essentially, Outpost Keating got set at the bottom of a valley surrounded by mountains on all four sides. And the 3 months there, I mean, we were attacked pretty much daily, you know, on average, once, twice a day. But that morning of October 3rd, the enemy hit us, and they hit us with a sizable force of 300 to 400 fighters from the high ground, from, you know, the superior fighting positions. And there was no real location you could be outside and not exposed to enemy fire. Mm-hmm. And it was, for me, just a real, real inspirational thing, though, to watch those young soldiers I was, you know, taking over there, their first time in combat. They looked at that whole situation not as, oh, poor us, you know,
right.
why did we have to be here? You know, they didn't look at the negativity. They looked at the challenge of it and said, you know what, this is what we've got, you know, to deal with, and we're going to make the most of it. And, you know, that's another thing I think not just the Netflix series kind of incorporates, but military service and veterans share in their stories. That we live in an all-volunteer force right now, and we have men and women still raising that right hand to give up their freedoms to go over there and defend what essentially for us was called the indefensible. And I got to witness that day after a 15-hour firefight, after the first hour of the enemy, you know, breached and was in our perimeter, after we'd gotten isolated from essentially nine guys and had no idea where they were at, that those men came together and we defended the indefensible. And at the end of the day, we recovered all eight of our heroes. Each one of them got to come home to their families. And that story of camaraderie, brotherhood, and just the American fighting spirit that we're not going to be beaten, because if you think you're done, if you admit defeat, the first time you kind of get punched in the nose, you've lost the rest of the fight. Mm-hmm. And to watch the inspiration of those great men just really push forward through all of that, understanding we had each other, and it didn't matter what your background was, it didn't matter what your political views were, you were my brother to my left and right, and they looked at it the same, and we overcame an enemy that was fighting off hate, where we were fighting off love of each other.
Well, very well said, Clint. Wow. Now, these Taliban forces, when they broke the perimeter of the camp, that is known, I understand, as enemy in the wire?
That was the call that came across the radio, and I mean, it's one of those, I never thought I'd ever hear that in my lifetime, other than watching, a war movie,
right, sure.
A fictional war movie, and then to be there in reality to hear that call come across, enemy in the wire. And of course, you know, the biggest fear for me wasn't about me getting shot or killed. It was about not getting there to help those other men that were isolated and trapped, to know that we had guys down that we just could not get to at that time. And the fear was the enemy, as one of their tactics in the past, was to take the bodies of American soldiers. And I really, the fear was not be able to bring someone home was far more fearful than the idea of getting shot and dying myself. Mm-hmm. Everyone there that day had a sense of that love, of motivation that didn't matter what was going on, we were going to go get them.
Yeah. Let me ask you, correct me if I'm wrong, in the book Red Platoon, did you not show a map of the combat outpost Keating? That seems to be in my memory.
We have in the book Red Platoon, in the front cover area, we've got a sketched out map to help kind of follow along where each of the battle positions were, each of the barracks,
right,
the certain building structures.
I think that was important to note because of the fact that it showed how vulnerable you gentlemen were. Very heartwarming to read that book and now being on Netflix. And there's no Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. This is authentic, with integrity, with the film clips, archives, real interviews with people. This is not a Hollywood production, right, Clint?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I know it's so difficult for you to convey a 15-hour firefight and put it in essentially, I think it's about 20 minutes of reenacting, mm-hmm, on the Netflix documentary. And as part of working alongside them, too, though, was to try and condense that down and tell it in a way that at times it, you know, I think a lot of the guys that have served in the military will sit there and critique and say, well, that's not how you talk on a radio. Well, you know what? Those that have served in the military that would critique that and say that, they know what you say when you talk on a radio. But I think it was more important to those that haven't served, you know, a full and clear understanding without the radio jargon and confusion.
Right.
And Netflix did an amazing job of capturing that, condensing it. And like essentially 20 minutes of a 15-hour firefight.
Yeah. Clint, now this premiered on Netflix on the 9th of this month, so it's on demand on Netflix as we speak, correct?
Absolutely. Streaming now. I know a lot of people have been binge-watching it, which, you know, it's great to see the responses coming back from people that have already seen the entire series. It's just really been a blessing to see the positive response coming out.
Well, I got to tell you, it's something that everybody should watch, especially some of the young people today who don't realize what our great military has had to endure in order for them to be free and do the things they want to do. Clint, I don't have to tell you this. You're always welcome here. We appreciate your service to our great country. And again, it's on Netflix as we speak. It's called Medal of Honor, and our guest has been Clint Romeshaw. Clint, thank you for joining us, and happy holidays, and thank you again for your service.
Thank you so much, Ron.
That's a real American hero there, my friend, really. And it's on Netflix, as we mentioned before, and it's on demand right now. 8 episodes of this, and I urge everyone to watch this. You got to watch what our military does for us. You really do. And never forget it, not just this weekend, Memorial Day, but all the time, all through the year, 365 days. You got to keep in mind what these people have done and are doing for our democracy. And there's more to come, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, our next guest is quite a guy. He's been on a show with us in the past. He's the Assistant Vice President of Military Advocacy for USAA, retired major in the United States Air Force. Mike, thank you for your service. Joining us right now is Mike Kelly. Hi, Mike. How are you? Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Doing great. Thanks. Good to be with you again, Ron.
You know, every time that we talk, you know, you get a little bit of a twitch in your heart knowing that people like yourself have been protecting us for years and years and years. And a lot of things that's going on in the news today, I think a lot of people forget that, and they shouldn't. And a day that they can remember it, of course, is coming up. And that, of course, is a day that pays tribute to our veterans. And this year is going to be a very different situation because COVID-19 has caused a lot of the annual parades and community celebrations to be canceled. So you have come up, or a committee that you are part of, to resolve this matter to a certain extent and make sure that our veterans get the respect and honor that they deserve.
Absolutely. This day we're challenging all Americans to offer a digital tribute to the more than 18 million living U.S. military veterans by participating in what we call Honor Through Action Challenge. It's very cool and a great way to engage the American public and express their thanks to the veterans who they might know. It could be a tribute to a family member, or a friend, or a loved one. In my case, I'm honoring my dad, Richard T. Kelly. He served in the Army Air Corps and then later in the Air Force right after World War II, and he was my inspiration for joining the military. In fact, I joined at 17 years old and served in the Air Force for 25 years. So this is USAA's way of helping to reconnect Americans with those veterans who have served.
I want to go back just a second, Mike, before we can explain what the whole procedure is all about, because it's very interesting how you're going to do this. And it's hard to believe, but I guess it's true, many people confuse Veterans Day with Memorial Day. And you can explain the difference for those who may not know.
Yeah, it's very interesting because Memorial Day is really designed to honor those who have died in service to our country. So it is more of a remembrance, a very noble holiday that allows us to recognize those who given their ultimate for our nation. Veterans Day, on the other hand, is more of a celebration, more of an opportunity to thank those who are still with us, who have served our nation, and recognize them for that sacrifice.
Now, before we start talking about the hashtag Honor Through Action Challenge, encouraging Americans to celebrate our nation's 18 million veterans, tell us a little about USAA, Mike.
Well, USAA was formed by the military to serve the military. Actually got our start in 1922 in San Antonio, Texas, where I live and have lived for the last 20 years or so. So a bunch of Army officers came together because they couldn't get anyone to insure them. They moved around a lot. They did dangerous things, and no one wanted to insure them. So they insured themselves. And it was a reciprocal insurance exchange, and that is how we still operate today. We're a member-owned association. So more than 13 million members in USAA and all have a connection to the U.S. military in some form or fashion.
That's great. Now, tell us how we can pay tribute to those who have served our country. To participate, it's a very unique thing. It involves drawing the letter V for veterans on yourself. Tell us about it, Mike.
Yeah, so it's very simple. You just put a V on the palm of your hand, and you put the initials of the person, the veteran in your life that you'd like to celebrate. You snap a picture, share it through social media using the hashtag Honor Through Action. So this is an easy, easy way for the American public to get behind our veterans, to recognize them, to thank them, to kind of reclaim this day. As you mentioned earlier, Ron, the COVID has been with us for a while. It's impacted our ability to get out. And this is just a great way to have a positive impact on those who have served our country.
Mike, out of curiosity, is there a specific time period when you go to post this? Can you do it at any time?
Yeah, I don't think there's any restriction on that. I mean, we'd love to get the word out early so people can join us in this effort. So, yeah, I think if you were to post something out there now, it certainly would be out there for everybody to see.
I don't want to get political, but I want to express what I alluded to earlier. There's a lot of people out there that are riding in the streets, regardless of what their opinion is of anybody running for office or ran for office, whatever the case may be, and they're doing a lot of things to flags. And for someone like yourself, in addition to someone like probably the majority of, hopefully, of the people listening to our voices right now, respect these great privileges that are bestowed upon us because of men like you.
That day is very personal to me and to USAA, of course, because we understand the needs and the sacrifices of the military. And we also recognize that the freedoms that Americans enjoy to protest their support as they choose are because of the military. So we really want to ensure that this day is filled with positive messages of support and thanks, recognition for those who have served and sacrificed for our nation.
Well, you know, I couldn't support this more because it's so important. I get so upset when I watch the news at night where people are doing things and they don't even know how they got the right to do them. You know, or they may know, though I doubt it, but they don't appreciate it.
And, you know, honestly, I think part of our job at USAA, because of who we are and who we serve, is to help share that information. So we've got a website, USAA.com, where people can learn more about the history of why it's important to celebrate this day and how they can get involved supporting organizations like the Mission Continues that we're helping to support this year.
You know, I'm kind of a history buff.
1918, that's how this all began. That's where the history began.
Well, again, the website is USAA.com. Immediately get to your palm of your hand, draw the letter V with the initials of the veteran in your life on the palm of your hand, snap a photo of it, share it on social media using hashtag Honor Through Action with a challenge to show others our appreciation. And our guest has been Mike Kelly, our friend who, as I mentioned earlier, the Assistant Vice President of Military Advocacy at USAA and a Major of the United States Air Force retired. And again, thank you for your service, Mike, and we look forward to having you back. Anything we can do to help the veterans, I'm on your list to help.
We certainly appreciate that, Ron. Thanks for all that you do in support of our veterans.
Thank you, Michael, and you stay well.
Thank you.
There is nothing more important than that. Two main resources we have in this country, and I say this all the time, is our children and our military. And without our military, our children have no yesterdays, todays, or tomorrows. And on this very special Memorial Day weekend, 2021, our show is paying tribute to the veterans in our country who have protected us for so many years, and they're doing it today, and they'll do it again tomorrow. We'll be right back with more with Ron Sedgie today.
Crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House says it will reimpose sanctions next week on Belarus following the forced diversion of a flight to the nation's capital in order to arrest an opposition journalist. The U.S. and European Union have called for the release of Roman Protasevich following his May 23rd arrest. They accused Belarus of hijacking the Ryanair flight Protasevich was on under the guise of responding to a bomb threat on the plane. A new strain of coronavirus has been identified in Vietnam. The country's health minister said Saturday the new strain is a hybrid of variants found in India and the U.K. Early lab tests suggest that the variant may be more transmissible than other strains of the virus. And the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says that employers can mandate that their employees get vaccinated against COVID. In a statement, the agency said that federal laws do not prevent an employer from requiring employees to get vaccinated before returning to the workplace, as long as they comply with the reasonable accommodation provisions of the Americans with Disabilities Act and other employment laws. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Across the USA and around the world, I have read a lot of books, but I've never read one like this. This is unbelievable. It's called Viper Pilot, a memoir of air combat, and its author and the main man is with us right now. Joining us is Dan Hampton. Hi, Dan. How you doing?
Hi, Ron. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
I picked up this book, and of course, you know, you always like to read a book of somebody that's going to be on the air, but you just can't do it all, right? I could not put this book down. You had no ghostwriter for this thing. This is how you write? I mean, you're not only a tremendous hero, but you're one great writer.
Well, I'll take the accolades for writing. I would never call myself a hero, but thanks.
Well, this is a recap, okay, of the history that you've had. Let me just briefly tell the people some of the things that are in this book. First of all, Dan has been a part of 151 combat missions, 21 hard kills on surface-to-air missiles, 4 Distinguished Flying Crosses with Valor, 1 Purple Heart, which I understand for a pilot is very unusual, and you also protected the airspace around Pentagon on 9/11, and your dad was inside the Pentagon working at that time. That is a fascinating turn of events.
Yeah, I was not too thrilled about it. I'm used to him worrying about me, not the other way around.
When I started reading this, and you go right into being in a cockpit right over the war that you were partaking in, and your writing and your enthusiasm and how you did this over Iraq with all the things that were going wrong, the wrong calculations, the dust storm and everything else, it made you feel as if you were right in the cockpit. And this had to be a career for you that was ever-changing, but never dull.
Well, you know, that's one reason why I stuck with it, I guess. I couldn't think, honestly, of anything else that I could do that would be as exciting as that was. And as far as the writing went, you know, I don't like reading academic memoirs or textbooks unless I really have to, and I know there's a lot of folks out there that are interested in fighter aviation, and I kind of wanted to give them a taste of what it felt like to be in the cockpit, you know?
Well, you did that. I mean, you actually gave the feel of what was like going on. And you talk about small things like your piddle box there and looking down and seeing that you had to cut the fuel calculation to lower than what you're supposed to do because you didn't want it ringing off as being low fuel, because if you did, it would distract you from your destination and your goal. I mean, these are things that you never think about.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm glad you liked it. It's really hard to kind of distill all that, you know, into two dimensions on a piece of paper. So I've been very pleased with the response.
You think it'll ever be made into a movie, Dan? No, I'm serious. This is the kind of stuff that huge movies are made out of.
Well, great. If you know anybody who'd like it, by all means, send it their way.
How did you become interested in flying? Was it started off as a military interest or a commercial interest?
No, you know, my dad was a fighter pilot. It kind of runs in the blood. But he was long retired by the time I got to that age. I'd flown light airplanes as a teenager, you know, trying to impress girls and such. It didn't work out too well, but I'd always been involved with it, but I really didn't consider the military as a career until I was halfway through college.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that you say that this job entailed, called the Elite Wild Weasels, was to go, you're like hunting killers, okay? The first planes into an enemy territory seeking surface-to-air missiles in order to find the enemy's position and then going back and shooting them down. Now, my very dear friend, the late Ed McMahon, was a military pilot, did 86 missions. He used to tell me that he used to fly a Cessna 152 to do that job and then send the attack Corsairs in to finish it. But he had nothing but a 152. I mean, here you're doing this thing in one of the most famous jets of all time.
Yeah, I didn't know that about Ed. If he really did it in a 152, then he's even crazier than I am.
One night he said, I'm just going to turn this thing for the heck of it. And when he did, something just went past him, you know, just a really unbelievable turn of events that saved his life. Now, the iconic F-16 fighter Falcon, and that whole type of military, you say, is kind of a dying breed because of these drones. And what is your thought about it? I mean, should we go back to the way you did it, or are the drones good, even though the drones are well known for killing civilians?
Yeah, you know, I the drone thing comes up all the time, and I'll tell you what I tell everyone else, and that's that drones aren't going to take our place. You know, they get a lot of press these days because there are no enemy fighters or surface-to-air missiles in the skies over Iraq or Afghanistan or Africa or anywhere else these things are operating. If they had to go into an environment like that, they wouldn't last 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that said, you know, as a fighter pilot, I would use any weapon or tool I needed to get the job done. And I consider the drones to be a tool like any others. I mean, they can take pictures. I would use them for bait, you know, if I had to. But they're not gonna replace us. I mean, you fly in commercial airliners. Would you get on an airliner that didn't have a pilot in the cockpit?
No, of course not.
So, all the more reason why we're not gonna trust the security of the country to an unmanned drone.
I know when you describe the activities in the cockpit of this F-16, you describe it and you say it warts and all how you're feeling. But way down deep inside, before you climb in that puppy, are you scared?
You know, I'll confess, I never was. You know, I think that the missions are so complicated and there's so much planning that goes into it, especially if you're the guy leading it. I mean, you've got so many things to think about. There really isn't time for that. And when you get into a fight, you're too busy trying to stay alive, keep everybody else alive, and then do whatever it is you were sent there to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were times afterwards, after a few missions, you know, later on when the dust is settled, everything's quiet, I'm laying there, you know, trying not to think about it before I go to sleep, where images would pop back up and I'd feel a twinge or two. I mean, anybody who says they never get scared, you don't want to be around anyway. But,
yeah.
You know, the point is you're good enough that you don't let that overtake you.
You were the first person to go in and actually find a hideout that was assumed to be Saddam Hussein's, took out a couple of his helicopters. When you look back, do you feel, you know, a sense of huge accomplishment that here is an individual that was wanted by the world and you were one of the steps in the ladder that got him?
Well, now that you bring it up, yeah.
I should be your PR man, you know?
Fine. That wasn't what we were up there to do, and we kind of got re-rolled to do it at the last minute. A good friend of mine named Scott Manning and I. You know, when I think about it in those terms, yeah, you know, I'm glad. Everything that every fighter pilot or anybody who's fighting does makes a difference, big or small. That just happened to be one of the bigger ones, and I just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
What about your family? Do they feared when you went up and knowing that you were in all these combats and all of these very close calls?
Well, fortunately, I got married after all that was over with, although I had my fiancé at the time. So she dealt with it by not watching the news.
Yeah.
Like I said about my father, I'd much rather have them worry about me than be the one sitting behind wondering and waiting.
Yeah, and you really can't have that type of worrying, I guess, that type of mindset when you're moving so quickly and things are happening. I mean, I've often asked pilots, what's the difference between a prop and a jet in the cockpit? And they said reactionary time. And I'm assuming that you can't have too much on your mind other than what you're doing when you're doing that.
No, you've got less than a half second at low altitude before you hit the ground if you are inattentive or distracted. So, no, you don't get distracted.
Dan, you mentioned in the beginning that you have another book out now?
Yeah, there was a fiction book called The Mercenary that was came out in February. They did it electronically first just to ride on the coattails of the Viper Pilot book, and I think it'll come out in print version in the fall. And then early next year, I think in February or March, I've got another nonfiction book called Lords of the Sky about fighter pilots that's set to release.
I do a lot of entertaining on stage in front of a live audience where there's a lot of excitement. So to go sit and start writing a book, as I've started to do, is very anticlimactic. With everything that you have done as a fighter pilot, is it difficult to sit down at a typewriter or computer in these days and be in such a serene atmosphere after you've been in battle?
Actually, it's kind of refreshing.
Yeah, I can assume that, yeah.
No, I know what you mean. And like I said, I was a mercenary. We can't say that anymore. Professional military contractor for a few years after I retired. And I think I've gotten most of my lust for adrenaline out of me. It's kind of nice not to do that for a little while.
I can understand. Well, Dan, I want to tell you, when the other book comes out in paperback, let us know. But I urge everybody to get this book right now that's in front of me. It's Viper Pilot, a memoir of air combat written by the man who was sitting in the cockpit of the F-16, our friend Dan Hampton. Dan, thank you for the service to our country. We're proud of you.
Well, it's my country too, Ron, so no thanks are necessary, but thank you again, and thanks for the invitation to come back.
Oh, absolutely. Great book, ladies and gentlemen. I urge everyone to pick this thing up. I will make you a bet, okay? If you pick it up, read four sentences, you won't put it down until you get to the end.
Probably the best lead-up to the book I've had. You should be congratulated.
Thanks, Dan. And Dan, I hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend. We're going to pause for a moment. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo.
That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
On SEGI today, well, this weekend is Memorial Day. Wow, I can't believe it. And, of course, that means parties, picnics, fun, and I guess with all of the stuff that's happened with the pandemic and, kind of easing up on all the rules and regulations, this is the time to celebrate. And joining us right now is former Food Network chef, recipe creator, and the founder of Cooking with Julie, Chef Julie Hartigan. Hi, Julie. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, this is the big weekend, so we need your help, but it's the start of many big weekends throughout the whole summertime. So give us some ideas of what we can do that's affordable and good that we can enjoy on Memorial Day and all summer long.
For sure. I mean, if anything, we are all looking forward to spending time with friends and family this summer, right? And, you know, from my time at Food Network to the tips I share in cooking magazines and on TV. It's important to keep things colorful and fresh, but really important is to keep it easy so that you get to have fun at your own party.
You know, that's always the problem. I was at a party last weekend at my son's house, and it was so nice to just sit back and have everybody else do the work. How do you get around that? How do you have a party and not end up having to serve all of the drinks and serve all of the food? I mean, is there, I know we want to talk about recipes, but is there a methodology to that?
You know, there is actually. I was actually an engineer before I became a chef, believe it or not, and it's all about planning and writing it all down. So, like, get your bullet points down of what you want to serve and what you want to do and try to do as much as you can ahead of time and just check everything off. That's really your best bet.
You were an engineer before you did this?
I was, yes.
What kind of a train did you drive? No, that's a very... but I'm pumped. We need a drummer here. Okay, so let's go down some of these. Let's talk about beverages right now, okay? What is the beverage that's important, tasty, and, again, cost-efficient?
So, really, for good times, I highly recommend you celebrate summer with America's favorite semi-sweet, semi-sparkling Italian wine, Stella Rosa Wine, now available in cans, too. It's made with real fruit flavors, naturally gluten-free and vegan, and low-calorie and low-alcohol, too, so it's really perfect to put in your picnic cooler. And it's so refreshing served chilled, and for your canned beans, Stella Rosa Wines are even available in single-serving cans to make it easy to bring to the pool or the park or the picnic. They've got lots of great fruit flavors, too, and their three latest releases are black, peach, and black cherry.
That's fantastic. Now, what is an ingredient in the summertime, actually any time, really, is a must-have? I mean, you got to have it. And I'm assuming it's maybe something that I am just crazy over.
It's a favorite for a lot of people, and certainly me, is cheese. All about quality artisanal cheese from Wisconsin. Wisconsin's even known as the state of cheese because it's won more awards than any state, region, or country in the world. And, you know, you can use cheese in so many great summer recipes, like, say, pork carnitas tacos with queso fresco, or you can make a beautiful chef salad cheese board with Asiago, Gouda, and cheddar, or even do, like, a pretty red, white, and blue berry mixed berry fruit salad with fontina. And all you need to do is look for the Proudly Wisconsin cheese badge on the packaging, and for these great recipes that I'm mentioning and more, you can go to wisconsincheese.com.
Chef, what about some of your favorite recipes? Because you are known for that. I mean, you're the recipe creator.
Well, thank you. So, you know, again, with the whole idea of keeping it easy, I'm all about dishes that you can make ahead of time if you can. So, you know, don't leave out, like, your slow cooker or your instant pot or anything like that to put together things in a big batch ahead of time that'll serve a crowd. You can marinate your meats ahead of time. Like, just really, truly get as much done ahead of time as you can.
Okay, now we're talking food. What about entertaining? Do you have any suggestions for that? Because, again, this party I went to, there was a lot of jokes, a lot of music, so on and so forth. What is a good entertaining dimension to this weekend, Memorial Day weekend?
So, like, another entertaining, well, you know, like, the kids love karaoke. That's always fun. You could just do, like, a fun sing-along, or, you know, what's been really popular lately, too, is, like, outdoor screens. We actually got one of those at home, so we can stream movies outside when the lights go down, and, you know, you can't put up too many little white party lights, as far as I'm concerned. String them from all your trees, put them around the deck, you know, just make everything look really festive.
Is there any kind of recipe that is no hassle? Because people don't want to do that. First of all, they don't want to make it in the summertime because, you know, they're outside, and then they certainly don't want to clean it up. But what is a no-hassle type of recipe that would be one that would be nice to have and you would be proud of?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, you know what? Like I was saying earlier with the tacos, like, everyone loves tacos. It's kind of one of those crowd-pleasing dishes. And you could do chicken or pork or beef or whatnot, but you could have that made ahead of time and then put out, like, a really fun toppings bar and let everyone make their own. And that's just a great hands-off way for you to get things done ahead of time and let everybody have fun, too.
Now, you are known as the girl who loves to turn every day into a party. You sound like my kind of person there, Julie. How did you go from engineering to being this fantastic chef and star of the Food Network?
Oh, you know what? I always loved food and cooking and entertaining, and the longer I spent in an engineering career, I was the one that was always, like, picking the restaurant for the project team and catering on weekends and things. So I actually went to culinary school, and then I worked at, like, different cooking magazines and at Food Network, and it gave me such great experience. Like, I just really love sharing the joy of food and cooking and entertaining with other people.
Cooking with Julie. Now, that's actually a brand that you have created. Where can we go to learn more about this Cooking with Judy? And for a long time, as we said, associated with the Food Network, which is a great, great channel.
Yeah, yeah. So you can go to my website, cookingwjulie.com, or I love, like a lot of people, I love Instagram, you know, and it's at cookingwjulie. I have a lot of fun there with the behind the scenes of what I'm working on, too. So,
out of curiosity, let's say somebody gets in a situation, I want to go back to this summer picnic. It could rain, it could rain down and everything else. All of these things that you're talking about isn't necessarily something to have them back porch or out in the field someplace in a picnic area. I mean, you can transfer all of this stuff and still make it work inside.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely, definitely. You know, and again, if you get things done ahead of time and you've got them ready to go in the fridge with, like, storage containers, so you can just heat it up. You know, a trick I like to do at home, you can just break out, like, a card table or a folding table or even a table you would use outside, but bring it in and just throw a tablecloth over it to set up a buffet. That's just a great way to, like, streamline things for people to enjoy the party.
Is it uncouth to just go someplace and buy all this food already prepared, or should you have it, like, with the host and hostess's touch to it?
No, honestly, like, that's another top tip of mine, you know, like, save yourself time, buy things that are, like, pre-cut, like, fruits or veggies or things like that to slash time, just gussy it up a little bit. But really the most important thing, to get all of your summer entertaining needs all at one place to save time and money. And for that, I love Save-A-Lot stores. They're your one-stop neighborhood value grocer and the ultimate summertime treat solution. They've got high-quality ingredients and really bring value to customers daily. You know, you can get, like, all your ice pops, ice cream bars. They've got great World's Fair ice cream and even ingredients to make other dishes. Like, you could do, like, a frozen sundae ice cream pie. And, again, to save time and for convenience, you know, Father's Day and graduation season is here. And Save-A-Lot also has gift cards that you can buy. So you can just get it all done in one place.
Great ideas. Again, those websites, Julie.
Yeah, so for sure. So for everything and more great tips, you can just go to tipsontv.com.
Julie, I want you at my party next time.
I'll be there.
Okay, thanks, Julie, and happy Memorial Day to you.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy your summer.
Chef Julie Hartigan has been our guest with some great ideas for summer entertaining, former Food Network chef and the recipe creator and founder of Cooking with Julie. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature.
I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
On this Memorial Day weekend, that's a wrap. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show. Joe Montagna, Vice Admiral of the U.S. Navy, John Byrd, singer, songwriter, and, of course, veteran of many military causes, Lee Greenwood from NBC, Carson Daly in Washington with a military event, author and veteran Clint Romisha, Mike Kelly, retired major with the United States Air Force, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Hampton, author of the book Viper Pilot and an F-16 jet pilot, and Chef Julie Hartigan with great ideas for Memorial Day cookouts. Well, we hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend, a safe one. Remember what it's all about. And until next week, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.